Good morning, car guys and car gals. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Fred Lenartz, the subprime hero.
And we are here with a very special guest, and you are definitely going to want to hear about what she's brewing.
Yes, you are. We have Katie Maris. She's here all the way from Baja right now. She's having a great time. Yeah. As you can see, she's at the beach. She's enjoying life to the fullest like you're supposed to. And this is something that you all need to learn a little bit about, how you do this. So before we do that,
get you some of this. Hey, car guys, car gals, hopefully you are all amped up, caffeinated, and ready to have a cup of coffee and a conversation with a car gal that is here to talk about making great connections inside of the world.
She is
literally, man, enjoying herself down there in Mexico.
She is beach living. You know, life is a beach, and she absolutely is enjoying that part of it. So Katie, we appreciate you coming in. Thank you for getting up early to do the show with us. I know that it can be kind of hard in the morning, especially when you're in such a beautiful spot like that and you just want to just lay down. Even if you're awake, you just kind of want to just enjoy the view.
Well, that's just it. From my bed, and I'm in my bedroom, but from my bed, if you could see it, you literally see and hear the ocean, and the sun rises into our bedroom window. So my alarm clock is the sunrise, and luckily today it rose around 6:50. So it was perfect for me to be able to get up and be on with you today.
Well, we appreciate it so much.
So much. I mean, check it out. Car Guy Coffee is finding a way to make a connection all the way down to Cabo right now.
Now you need to actually come and visit me in Cabo, though. We need to do a live podcast in Cabo.
We will make that happen. I promise you.
Don't completely agree.
Yeah. Don't invite me to a party. That's not. I will be there.
All right.
No, I've seen a lot of the pictures down there that you've posted on Instagram and stuff, and it just looks like some of the most scenic, beautiful spots that you can imagine. Riding horses on the beach and just enjoying life. That's what life is supposed to be about, and you've actually found a great path to get there. So I'm sure you have a long story you could tell us about how you got to where you're at today, and I'm excited for you to share some of that with us today.
Mm-hmm.
So Katie, you are an author now, huh? Are you excited about your book?
I am. This is crazy. Yeah. So I'll totally plug this because this is this is my fake book cover that I did on somebody else's book so that I could actually have a copy of it. So all the pictures that you see of my book online is something that I've printed and wrapped around someone else's book. Cause as an author, as you're leading up, people don't realize how long the lead up is. It's, when you actually go through a publisher, it's about an 8 to 12 month lead up. So I don't actually get copies in my hand until August. And wow. I've been going at this forever. So that was my creative way of getting it out there. But yeah, being an author was a pipe dream. I mean, I sucked at English. I mean, when I was in school, I couldn't spell. I couldn't grammar. What? And here I am. So it just proves to you that to everybody that anything is possible as long as you set your mind to it and you get the right team around you. Like if I didn't have my editors, then I mean, the content's awesome, but my editors are everything. So getting that right team around you, has really truly helped me with bringing this to life.
Man, that just goes right in line with if you're going to build your dream, you have to build your team. Folks, John Maxwell. He said something.
Oh, yeah.
Maxwell knows what he's talking about, no doubt.
Some lines, let me tell you. But we also have some lines that we got to get through with Katie. But first things first, before we hit that.
That's right. You know what we got to do first.
I want to make sure that we go ahead and fly our way to Cabo from the heartland of America to Cabo, Mexico.
Mexico.
Katie, we are going to together forgive. Focus, fly. We are going to wipe off the weights of unforgiveness. We're going to focus on where it is that we want to soar to, and we are going to fly there. So this is kind of the dance move we're going to do together from a distance. So go ahead, put your hands on your shoulders. Here we go. So you're going to wipe it off like that on three. Ready? Forgive, focus, fly. One, two, three.
Forgive. Focus.
Focus.
Fly. There you go. That's right, Katie. Now you are ready for the show.
It has begun, folks. We are flying with Katie and Fred.
I'm going to break it down. Folks, we have a five-liner here, and the five-liner, Katie, is just five questions that we ask every guest. They're always going to be different questions, but the first one's always going to be very similar. It's your why. It is what your purpose is, what drives you every single day. You know, I love asking this question because out of all the people that we've interviewed, I've really kind of been able to gather a lot of information. You could see what drives people and help you motivate yourself. So that being said, what is your purpose? What is your why, Katie?
You know, it's this is something it's near and dear to my heart. I remember sitting, so I talk about a colorful past. I used to work in shoes, and then I went from feet to teeth, and I built Canada's first online educational platform for the Canadian dental industry. And while I was doing that, and I will never forget it, sitting at my desk and, you know, being the 2 millionth person to watch Simon Sinek start with the why. And it literally changed my life. Like, it changed everything. And that day, that very night, I came up with my why. And that is to inspire positive, actionable change in every interaction that I have. My goal in life is to, whether it's my kids, whether it's my, you know, my partner in life, whether it's the person behind me at Starbucks or any person that I work with in terms of a dealership or a client, I want to make sure that they're better off for having interacted with me. And if I can't help them switch that focus, inspire that positive, actionable change, then I feel like I haven't lived my purpose. And so that's what I'm out doing. Every, you know, when people say, what do you do? I inspire positive, actionable change. That is what I do. And sometimes it equates to dollars and cents at the end of it. And sometimes it doesn't. And that's cool. Like, I'm not out for the money at all. Like, money doesn't drive me. I want to help people. I want to inspire change in people.
Tell it, Katie. You know,
so that's my why.
That's a great why. And that why can, it will last the rest of your life. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, it's my family, it's my kids. And it's true. You know, you can use that as a something to help you motivate.
For sure.
But as a why, it's got to get deeper, you know, even a little bit further, you know, and what you're talking about is exactly what I love. I love that. I'm glad that you talked about it all starts with the why with Simon Sinek. He is obviously a great, great speaker. He's also just so motivational. He has his mind is set in the right way to be able to get to the future.
He's so switched on. He's so switched on. It's ridiculous. He is.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. As many people as I talk about start with why, because with any client that I work with any person that comes up with me and asks me, well, how did you do this? And what's your why? And I, every single time I'll say, listen, I can't do it justice. You have to watch the TED talk because I'm not Simon Sinek. It's amazing how many people to me still don't know who he is or what that is. And when I point them in that direction, I always get a text or an email saying, thank you. Because it is, we need to be driven through our limbic brain, through our emotion and memory hub, which, I mean, from a female perspective, and we'll talk a little bit about this when we get into earning her business, but it's everything because a woman's limbic brain is double the size of a man's. So what she feels and how you make her feel is what's going to make the sale. It's what's going to earn her business. Simon Sinek, and he states it like perfectly is, you know, well, what's your why? And why should anybody care about you? Why should anybody care? And so for me, when I heard that, why should anybody care? Right towards the end of his TED talk, that's what drove me to say, well, why should anybody care? If I'm not making a difference in somebody's life, then why should they care? Because it's not about me, right? Life isn't about us. The moment we can forget about life being about us is the moment we actually have freedom. The moment we can have gratitude, the moment we can actually give to others, and the moment we can realize that, life turns on. Good things start happening. We stop being victims and we start becoming victorious because you're focusing on others.
Oh my goodness. You are definitely a motivational speaker. I love you. This is amazing.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but she is a keynote speaker.
She's very good. Yeah. If you haven't seen any of her videos, which is crazy if you haven't, they're really amazing. They're inspirational.
Oh, thank you.
And they're really neat because you can see the growth in you. You could see how you are really developing that skill and your skill set is becoming top notch. Industry leading.
Oh, thank you.
Amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing to watch. It really is.
Go ahead. Sorry. I was going to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that there is a confidence that she has that she's trying to spark open inside of other people. The boldness to be fully who it is that they are.
100%.
Because of why it is that they're doing it, and then shifting it also to who it is that they're trying to help. So she's mastering down her skill and to where she's in season bearing fruit in and out of season. It doesn't matter what season it's in,
right.
She's bearing fruit. Boom. So that means that if she shows up to a show and they don't have somebody to speak,
right,
she's going to go ahead and grab that microphone and say, hey,
I
saw that story. That was such an awesome story. We did. And I loved it because you talked about how you showed up. You were an hour late or hour early like you always are. And then when that happened, the speaker, they were freaking out and they said, we don't have a speaker. And you asked them, what is the subject? You had a decision to make, either just back up and let them freak out or you could say, hey, what is the subject? They brought this. Yeah. 100%. And you grabbed it by the reins. You went out there and you killed it. And that is what's bringing you to the next level every single time, stepping outside that comfort zone a little bit. Without taking risks, you really don't go anywhere. You have to be able to take
risks. Risk is everything. 100%. I mean, and if I were to tell you this, like 3.5 years ago, I had never spoken on a stage ever in my whole life. Like I have never, just like I couldn't believe I'd become an author because I failed English from like grade 5 to college. You know, taking the risk and going out in front of a crowd, it was a big deal. And 3.5 years ago, when you say I've grown and I've evolved, like I'm still evolving. And that's the thing is what people see on social media is, what did they say? It takes 10 years to become an overnight success, right? So, and I am not yet a success. I don't think any of us are because I feel like there's ups and downs, there's peaks and valleys. And there's always something to strive for. It's never, in my opinion, ending. And our dreams can change, which then has you evolve again. And when it comes to me as a speaker, people see, oh, she's traveled the world. She's worked with some of the best companies. She's done all these things. Gosh, the struggle is real. Like I never spoke 3.5 years ago in a crowd and I'm still evolving. You can see my first video. I think the very first conference I ever did was Woman in Automotive. And then I did Rockstar, but you can see my very first Rockstar video, which is on the female consumer. And if you watch my NADA video, which I don't have out yet, it's night and day. And that's only 2.5 years in between. We're always evolving. But from a social perspective, everybody looking in thinks, oh, they just got this. No, the struggle is so real. Nobody's willing to talk about it, though. I'm way too open, I think, sometimes. And if I don't feel like I can be open, I'd rather not post and be out there because I want to bring my real, like there are days where I have somebody doing my content, my visual content creation on Instagram. And there are days where she's like, Katie, are you going to have a caption? No, because something's happening so big in my life right now that I can't post about it. So I'm just going to leave it. And I don't care how big my following gets. And I don't care, you know, how many likes and the engagement I get. I care about putting out the true Katie.
Mm-hmm. That's so key. And that's exactly the whole Car Guy Coffee thing. You know, for us, it's not about, we're new. You know, you're saying that, you know, the struggle is real. It is. You know, we've only started this. Our first episode ever was 1/20/2020 this year. I was never on Facebook, social media, Instagram, none of that stuff. I was on LinkedIn for multiple years, but I just recently jumped on there, but I'm just going crazy with it. And it's, once again, it's not about the likes. It's not about the views to me. It's about putting out real, true me out there, true content that's helping people grow. My thing is keep growing. That's the thing that I have shirts for it. I'm all about keep growing, keep growing, keep growing, like you are right now. You know, and that's like you're saying, and I love that your mindset's that way. Like you understand that you're just, even though you've established, you understand that established is still constant growth. There's an evolution going on. You may one day say, you know what? I'm going to step down. I'm not going to speak anymore. I'm going to have other people and I'm going to coach them on speaking or whatever it is that you decide to do in the future. And whatever you do.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's going to be it is. And well, thank you. I mean, as I say, dreams change, right? Like even as a speaker right now, I mean, I'm launching a book, which I love. But this whole COVID thing has really had me look internally and personally. So it's crazy how life hands you almost two sides to the coin and it's how you react to it and what you do with it. And,
absolutely.
You know, do you allow yourself to not be hard on yourself? Right. And cause there's always that, well, I had these big dreams, I had these big goals and now they're slightly different. Do you allow yourself to be open enough to see and pivot? And when you do those things and you're true to you, because it just goes back to being true to you. Like, listen, I can go on Facebook, and if I really drove social media, I could be, I mean, I could be huge, but that wouldn't be true to me, you know, and that wouldn't be true to everyone else who needs a true voice. Because, yes. I mean, 9 times out of 10, the voices out there are not true. They're trying to make it look like they're doing so great. But the reality is we're all in the same boat. You know, we all have our struggles. We all, you know, it's just a matter of whether or not we want to be truthful about it.
Yeah. We all wake up and we put our pants on one leg at a time, you know?
Right. I would say we all go to the bathroom the same way. We all, you know, it's a pants analogy, you know?
That's a great, great way of putting it, you know, and it's that constant growth cycle that you're going through, you know, and it's a beautiful thing to watch, especially when you find it and, you know, like you talked about, you found out, you understood what a why is, you understood what your purpose was, why you're doing everything every single day, which helped you get to that next level. Once you got to that next level, then you started doing things. And next thing you know, stuff is growing and you're like, man, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be right now. You know, you stepped out and you started your own company. I know that you're currently a brand experience expert, which is amazing. I love that title. When you sent that via email, I saw that on there and that's the only place I was like, I love that. I have to use that. And, so, you know, absolutely, I think that it's great. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm popping it up right now.
I love it. Thank you.
and you're 100% that. You know, you absolutely can help somebody have a brand and teach them how to give people an experience about their brand. Mm-hmm. And that's what you are.
Oh,
yeah. Katie, you are your own brand. You know, and that's the thing about today's world that I love. It's like it's become that. Like you have to build your brand, your personal brand. And you've done that extremely well. You can definitely help tons of people, coach people on how to do this, even though, like you said, it's only been a short amount of time doing that. And it's amazing to see that. You know, I can't wait to see it another 3.5 years from now.
It's just getting started.
Oh, yeah. I mean, getting started and, I mean, again, pivoting and readjusting and like looking at other big companies to help them develop their brand and their brand experience, especially coming out of something like COVID. For women and all customers, but organizations really need to look at that experience because, I mean, we've become now even more accustomed to ordering online. That's one experience, in and of itself. But the truth is humans still crave human interaction and they're still going to come into a brick and mortar location. We're not, especially in the auto industry, I still believe we're 5 to 7 years out from being completely online digital retailing. But that digital retailing aspect helps them choose whether or not they're coming to you. But when you come in, each person within a dealership, each salesperson, each service advisor, they need to have their own brand. They need to look at that experience that they provide because that's what's going to have people keep coming back for more. If I mean, Nissan is one brand, but then we've got, you know, Joe's Nissan dealership and Joe's Nissan dealership, the person deciding to walk through those doors, they've decided to walk through those doors. They've already done their research. They know more than probably the sales associate on the floor.
Come on.
So how are you going to connect with that customer so that they trust you? Because it's all about trust. And unfortunately in the auto world, we suck at that. So how do we earn trust? And what brand experience are you giving that your customers can't live without? It really needs to focus on the individual. Because they're buying you. The customer is buying you, not the car.
I agree.
Buy it online.
I agree, and I preach that all the time. Because here's the thing. You can do – if you have a great online presence, your brand is spotless online. You have testimonials. You have video after video pictures and people smiling, and they see who you are, especially the car person out there. If you're a car person out there and you're selling vehicles, you don't have anything on social media – 5 years from now, no one's buying anything from you. Right. It's your review. Well, that is your resume. Exactly. That is what people are going to look at before they come in and see you. Because they're going to, hold on, let me see what Fred Lenartz is about really quick. Well, Fred doesn't have any, does he sell cars? What does he do? Who is this guy? Oh, he sold one last year. That's weird. You know, and obviously he doesn't have fun with his customers, you know, and that type of stuff. So then they see the guy that's another car salesman who has every video, every testimonial, people smiling, crying.
Right. Frank Carniti is an amazing example. Do you know Frank? Frank Carniti is just I've had the pleasure of interviewing him when I was doing my show, which, see, there's another pivot. I stopped doing my show because, you know, I want the voice to be true. But he was one of my best guests, and it was just amazing. His story is unbelievable. But who he is online is who he is in the store. And that's what I'm trying to get at, is that when a customer chooses you based off of the presence you see online, you need to be that same person in store. Disappointment or expectations not met, and you put the expectation out there in your customer's mind, that brand experience has to flow from digital through to the human connection, and then even back to digital, because that in-between visit interaction is extremely important too, is how do you stay connected? How do you evolve the relationship? How do you show you care even when they're not purchasing a vehicle, so that when they're ready to purchase another one, they choose you?
Right.
It's an ecosystem. It's a brand experience ecosystem.
And this is what Car Guys and Car Gals, we're trying to make sure that you all that are watching and listening and hearing and understanding and digesting right now are able to take, is that connection has to be made. And the way that you make that connection actually be something that sparks a relationship that goes through the full cycle of purchase, from setting the appointment, honoring the appointment, being there, being engaged, having the right experience, not just any experience, the experience that you sold them on getting is what it is they have to get. Experience. And then some. Okay. And then some, right? Their expectations are usually kind of high. At the same time, they're expecting to be disappointed, a piece of them also. So you're supposed to completely kill that entire notion that you do not have the power to get them what they want. But they have to believe that before they click yes in your appointment box. And you are competing with other digital kiosks like Carvanas and Vrooms and other dealerships that are doing curbside service and all these other people that are making things happen. You're competing with all of those elements out there. And if your brand doesn't stand out for somebody that they can buy into first, you're not going to be the one they actually process their actual transaction through. And it's key
to
build your brand.
Well, here's the thing. And you say, you know, the first question you ask is, you know, what's your why? Well, every darn sales associate needs to have a why. Why the heck do they get up in the morning to go into a dealership, and why should anybody care? It shouldn't be driven based off of money. Like, as I said, I literally don't focus on money. I never focus when I'm trying to sell a client. It's that I don't, the money doesn't matter, because my job is to put a program together that is tailored to them, create that emotional connection. So at the end, the money doesn't matter. Like, truly, the money doesn't matter, because they've bought into me and fallen in love with me along the way, that they just going to say yes. And it's the same with any business, any industry, especially in sales. Why you do what you do should be the only thing that drives you. And then you need to focus on excellence and how you do it, right? So what are your, talk about the journey, the customer touch points, how you actually deliver on this experience. What you do is you sell cars.
Right. That's the action. That's what you're trading that time for. Right.
But 100%. That selling cars will happen if you perfect the first two.
That's
if you don't perfect the first two, the selling cars won't happen.
No.
Doesn't matter how hard you try.
It's a process. Not. It has to go through the proper
process.
Processes
are so important. Understanding the process, being transparent, and being able to explain your process to people is so key too. You know, This you're making such great points here.
That is the first question. Seriously, that is the first question.
I warned you at the beginning when we were prepping.
Answering that why being the primary thing that we have to understand what we're doing for, that's our whole premise.
We've
built the show with everybody that we've been a guest with, and the first question is the why, because that is key to understanding. What am I even doing here? What am I even doing this for? You know what I mean? You don't want any professional forgetting why they're doing what they're doing. If it's the person that's doing surgery, you want them to know the purpose of why they're standing there. If it's the soldier that's out in the field that's defending you, you want him to be motivated by the why that he's standing there towing the line. If it's any professional, you want to know why you're there, and the person is there to trust you with that. And that's where we're going to pivot to question number two.